Now we're holding on the subject Aleph Omid Beis, 16 lines from the bottom by the two dots. We've been going through darshaning the psukim about in Parshas Nesachim. In Parshas Shlach, the Torah tells us about the Nesachim that accompany the various korbanos, flour, wine, and oil, a certain amount of each for a bull, a certain lesser amount for a ram, a lesser amount for the sheep. So the Gemara has been going through the psukim and the phrases in them and darshaning what we learn from each one. So the Gemara continues. When the pasuk says, Tocha ye'asa l'ashor ha'echad, the pasuk says, this is what you should do for one bull, or l'ayla ha'echad, or for one ram, or l'aseh, or for one sheep, or for one seh, v'akvasim ha'be'izim, among the sheep or the goats. The word seh is a generic term meaning sheep or goats. So let's go through that pasuk and explain the phrases in it and what they're teaching us. So lasher ha'echad matamad laima. What are we learning from the word lasher? Now this is kind of summarizing. After the Torah has told us for a par or a shur or whatever, you bring X amount of nesachim. For an ayah, you bring X amount. For a keves, you bring X amount. So now the Torah is kind of summarizing. So why does it have to say lasher ha'echad for one shur? So matamad laima. Lafisha matzina shechilif hakasa ben niska ayah la niska keves. We see the Torah is distinguishing among sheep between the nesachim of a ram and those of younger sheep. Where for a younger sheep, it's for a ram, as we learned yesterday, is from when it's 13 months old or older. For the first 12 months of its life, it's called a keves, and then we said that during that 1 month in between, it's called a palgus, which sort of almost like a teenager. Like an in-between stage. We said according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a distinct stage of its own. According to Bar Pada, it was more of a suffix. In any case, we see that the Torah distinguishes and says that for a younger sheep, you have one isod and a flour and three lugim of oil and three lugim of wine. When it comes to a ram, which is a mature sheep, then it's two asuronim and four lugim and four lugim. Given that you have that distinction, Yochel Machalek, Ben Niske Par, Ben Niske Egel, so you would think by the same token, there should be a distinction between the Nesachim of a mature bull versus a young calf. Tamad Lema, Lashur Ha'echad, therefore, to forestall that is why the Pasuk says, Lashur Ha'echad for one shur. And as Tosfos points out, the Gemara elsewhere tells us, even though usually we think of a shur as being a fully grown animal, the fact is that even a baby animal, even on the day it's born, can already be called a shur. So therefore, that means that so regardless of the age of the animal, as long as it's from the cattle family, then you bring the amount of nesachim that it says for sure over there: three esurim of flour, six logim of oil, six logim of wine. Next, oil ayil matzav loyma. Why does the pasuk continue and say or for a ram? So l'fisha matzinish chiluk hakasa ben niske shana l'niske ben shtayim. We see the chart that distinguishes between the nesachim of an animal in its first year versus an animal in its second year. So maybe it goes up every year. Yochel Machalek ben Niske ben Shtayim and Niske ben Shalit. Maybe there's also a difference between in its second year versus in its third year. Maybe in its third year you have more Nesachim. Tamad Lema Oyla Ayla Echad. Therefore the Torah says, or for one Ayl, so all Elim, all Rams have the same amount of Nesachim. Once they reach 13 months, or well, we actually learned yesterday that really once it reaches 12 months, even when it's in that palgus stage, we said you have to bring in the sochem of a ram, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he learns it from the pasuk, according to Bar Pada, you basically do it as a sophic and you do it with a tanaim. Anyway, but once it reaches the age of an ayil, 13 months, then no question about it, then for the rest of its life, anytime you bring it as a korban, you would bring in the sochem of a ram. Next, Oyla sebak vosim matam abayim. Why does the pasuk say, why does the pasuk then have to add and the same thing for a seh among the sheep? So the fisher matzinish chiluk hakasa ben niske keves the niske ayo, because like we said before, you have a distinction between the nesachim of a young male sheep and an older one. Yochel machalek ben niske kivsa the niske rechela. Maybe there's also a distinction between the nesachim of a female young sheep and a female older sheep. Therefore, no, the Torah says, or for a seh among the sheep. So when it comes to the sheep, there's no distinction with the one exception of the distinction that a ram has different nesachim. But other than that, everything else from the sheep family has exactly the same thing. Next, oibra izim matam alayma. What is the pasuk adding by saying oibra izim, or among the goats? We see that the Torah distinguishes between the nesachim of a sheep and of a ram. Maybe the same distinction holds true as among the goats. Among the goats, you have a young goat versus you have an older goat, which is called a sir. So maybe there's also the same kind of thing. Therefore, the pasuk says, or among the goats. So all goats get the same kind of nesachim. Okay, so in this connection, Amar Papa bodik one Rava. So Papa says Rava tested us with the following question: Niske v'cheila b'kam. How much would there be in the nisachim of an adult female sheep? So do we realize that there was the distinction between the we just said that an adult male sheep, which is a ram, has different nisachim? Is the same thing true with an adult female sheep? Do we know that there isn't a distinction between a young female sheep and an older one, or do we think that maybe we Talmidim thought that maybe there's a difference the same way as a male adult sheep that's more nesach and maybe a female one as well? We were able to answer it to him from a Mishnah in Shkolim. So we did just have a Braisa that said it, but maybe they weren't familiar with the Braisa, but at least there's a Mishnah in Shkolim, and all the Amoraim were expected to be familiar with all the Mishnayos. We talked about yesterday about the voucher, the token system that they had in the Beis Hamikdash, where when you needed Nesachim from your Korban, instead of bringing your own, you would go to an office in the Beis Hamikdash and buy a voucher over there for the amount of for the type of nesachim that you needed, and then you would bring it to another office and hand in the voucher and get the nesachim. So the Mishnah describes over there you have four or five different types of tokens, depending on different opinions in the Mishnah over there. One of them was labeled Gdi, which literally means a young goat. And that one, the Mishnah says, Meshamash the Nisketzon Shogdolim B'Shoktanim, that one was used, Meshamash Nisketzon Shogdolim B'Shoktanim, that was used for the Nesachim of sheep. Whether adult or young, shall Sechorim B'Shol Nekevis, male or female, Chutz Mishal Eilim, with the exception of ones for rams, which had a different token and a larger amount of Nesachim. So the Mishnah is clearly saying, therefore, So therefore, it's clearly saying that all of them are in the same category, including also an adult female sheep, and the only exception is the ram. So in short, then the amounts of nesachim are as follows: anything in the cattle family, whether adult or older, whether male or female, gets the same amount of nesachim: 3 asurim of flour, 6 mixed with 6 logim of oil, and accompanied by 6 logim of wine. Anything from the sheep or goat family, a ram, specifically an adult male sheep, 13 months old or older, gets 2 asurim of flour mixed with four logim of oil and accompanied by 4 logim of wine. And anything else in the sheep or goat family, male or female, old or young, gets 1 isarim, 3 logim, and 3 logim. Okay. And then the Gemara has now gone through all the pesukim in the section of Parashat Nesachim and explained what we learned from the various phrases and words in them as far as the details of these dinim and how many Nesachim do we need for the different korbanos and what type of korbanos require Nesachim and so forth. Okay. Now, let's talk about another thing that many korbanos have, but many don't. Smicha, the Torah tells us in Parashat Vayikra, that you bring a korban v'samach yodei al rosh ha'olav, and you lean your hands on the head of it. And by a few other korbanos, the Torah specifically mentions that you lean your hands. So now this Mishnah, and the next one, then I'm going to talk about the details of the next couple of Mishnayos. I'm going to talk about the details of smicha and who does it and what korbanos it's done to and so forth. So the Mishnah says, Kol korbanos ha'tzibur, all the korbanos that the tzibur brings, ein behen smicha, none of them have smicha. With the exception of the par helam davar shel tzibur, which is brought for the violation of many mitzvahs, as we learned in Hurrius, if based and made a mistake about certain kinds of mitzvahs, the ones that would be chayav koris v'mezid, then and most of the people follow them, then they bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. So that kind of thing is called par haba al kol mitzvahs. It's not kol mitzvahs, but it's a substantial number of the mitzvahs. So that kind of thing, then as we're going to learn, the members of the Sanhedrin do smicha on it. Sometimes parabol chol mitzvahs, by the way, sometimes that's used in a different sense. Sometimes it means the power of the Kohen Gadol, which also, as we learned in Herodias, the Kohen Gadol himself, if he was anointed with Shemana Mishnah, and if he himself was a distinguished Chamad Chacham, capable of passing halacha, and he makes a similar mistake, he would bring a similar korban. Sometimes parabol chol mitzvahs means that, but here we're talking about the power of the tzibur, because we're talking about a korban tzibur. Anyway, so that one, the Sura Mishtaleach, and the other exception is the Sura Mishtaleach, the Sura Lazazel, where the Kohen Gadol leans his hands on him. Reb Shimon says also the goat for Avodah Zorah. As we've learned before, when the mistake of the Sanhedrin was specifically about something of Avodah Zorah, so when it was about other mitzvahs, other Avodahs that involve Koris, the Mezid, Shabbos, Chelev, Arayas, etc., then they bring one par and they bring it as a Chatas. When the mistake involved Avodah Zorah, then they have a par brought as an Ola and a Sur brought as a Chatas. So the Shimon says that, so that sir, that goat also would also require smicha, as we will work out in the Gemara. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues. Kol korbanos hayochid, all korbanos that an individual brings, torn in smicha, requires smicha. Chutz min habechor v'maisa v'pesach, with the exception of bechor, maisa, and pesach, which do not require smicha. Now, v'hayurish sonich, if somebody yarshins a korban from his father, so his father had made a neder or nedava that he's obligated in a korban, or that he's going to bring a certain animal for a korban, and then he dies, and then his son or whoever it is yarshins it, then when he brings the korban, he also does smich on it. Or maybe nesachim, and in addition, he also has to bring the nesachim, the same nesachim as would have had to be brought with the korban by his father. He also has to bring them. Or maimer, and he also has the capability of making a tmura with the animal. We'll learn about tmura and masechta tmura in detail about Hashem next year, but one of the basic rules of tmura is you have to be the owner of the korban in order to be able to make a tmura. Well, the yorish is considered now the owner of the korban because he yarshin it from his father. We'll work out, and in the Gemara tomorrow, Baz Hashem, we'll talk about these details about the yorish. Okay. So the Gemara starts off, Tana Rabbanan, Kol korbanos hatzibur ein behem smicha, all korbanos hatzibur, as we said in the Mishnah, do not require smicha, chutz mipar habar kol mitzvahs, with the exception of the power that comes for all the mitzvahs, namely the power held on davar kol tzibur, or si'ud avodas kochavim, and the goats that are brought for Avodah Zorah, divrei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon is, as he said in the Mishnah, holds that the goat for Avodah Zorah, that the goat that the tzibur brings, if they mistakenly worship Avodah Zorah, that one Reb Shimon had said, as he said in the Mishnah, that it requires smicha. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Seir Avodah Zechavim, in behem smicha. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the Seir Avodah Zechavim do not require smicha. As we saw in the Mishnah that he didn't hold that it was one of them. That's me, Ovi Tachteim. So what am I going to bring in instead of them? Sura Mishtalayach. The Sura Lazazel, that one needs smicha. Now, the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Lois Sagya de Loima Ayo. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, yes, me, Ovi Tachteim, as though you have to include something else. What are we going to include? We'll include the Sura Mishtalayach. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to include anything? Maybe he holds that there's only one that needs smicha. And the answer is, I'm going to give you shtei smichas v'tzibur. Because we have the Kabbalah, Allah al-Moshe v'sinai, that there are two korbanos tzibur that require smicha. So it has to be that there are two. So if Reb Shimon is going to have his two, Har Helam Adav Shal Tzibur, and the Seir Yav Eretz Kechavim, and Rabbi Huda is going to say, no, the Seir Yav Eretz Kechavim are not included, as we're going to work out soon, then he necessarily has to have another one to fulfill that Allah al-Moshe v'sinai, and that one would be the Surah HaMishtalach. Now, So Reb Shimon agrees there is, of course, Reb Shimon agrees that there is smicha on the Sura Mishtalech, it says in the Psukim. But now we're going to talk about why he doesn't count that. On the Lord of Shimon, so Reb Shimon, so the Braisa continues, Reb Shimon says to Reb Yehuda, V'aloy en smicha in el b'bailim. The definition of smicha is that it's done by the owner. V'zeh, now when it comes to the Sura Lazazel, Aaron or Vodav sent him by. Aaron or his descendants, the Kohenim Gdolim, who follow him, are the ones who do the smicha in it. They're not the owners of the korban because the korban is a korban tzibur. Mele with the power helam davashal tzibur, and according to the mayor, the seir avodah zorah, the Sanhedrin are the ones who do smicha on it. And the Sanhedrin are first of all, they're part of the Jewish people, but second of all, also it was their mistaken psak that led to the whole thing. So therefore, So therefore, they can be considered the owner. Tosafos points this out at the top of Amud Beis. They're the ones who triggered the whole thing. Therefore, they can be called the owner. But here, Aaron and his sons are not the owners of the Sarah Lazazel, because as the Gemara is going to work out, now Reb Shimon holds that, in fact, they do not get their kapara with it. They get their kapara with the other Korbanos of Yom Kippur. Well, then, in that case, Reb Shimon says, then they have nothing to do with it. So you can't count that. Therefore, necessarily, given we have a halacha l'mishnah, we see now that you have two snichas for a korban sibur, then necessarily the other one has to be the third of avodah zarah. Amalai, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Akzah, Aaron and Avodah, Miskafin Bo. No, because in fact, the story of Lazarus, or Aaron and his sons, the Kohen and Gerlim of each generation, are in fact the scapper with it together with the rest of the Jewish people. So therefore, the same way, they can be considered owners of the korban as well. Well, the Gemara says, Amr of Yumiya, Va'azu Taimayim. So the Yumiya points out both of them are going according to their own respective svaras on the question of who gets their kapara with which korban of Yom Kippur. Netanya, we learn in a Braisa, the Torah tells us after it goes through the whole avodah of Yom Kippur, then the Torah summarizes here, let's quote the whole pasuk in full. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, she should make a kapara for the holy place. V'as oyel moed v'as hamizbeach yichaper, and he should atone for the oyel moed and for the mizbeach. V'al hakoyinim amakol yichaper, and he should atone for the koyinim and for all the people of the congregation. So let's go through that phrase by phrase and explain what it means. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, when it says you should bring about a kapara for the place of the holiness, Zelech Naiv Lefnim. That refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that would mean, as we learned in Masech the Shavuos, now you have like this, you can have a person was Tomei and entered the Beis Mikdash or ate Kodeshim. If he knew to begin with that he was Tomei, if he had Yediyah B'Tchili, he knew that he was Tomei, and he knew that this is the Beis Mikdash or this is Kodeshim, then he forgot one of those details and entered the Beis Mikdash or ate Kodeshim, and later on remembered again, then he's going to be bringing a korban or the yerid of his own, and that's not miskapa with the korbanos of Yom Kippur. But if he knew at the beginning, and then he became tomei, he forgot. He became tomei. He knew that he was tomei. He forgot that he was tomei. He entered the Beis Mikdash, and he didn't realize afterwards. Then one of the korbanos of Yom Kippur is going to help him with that. And eventually, if he ever finds out that he was in fact tomei and he entered the Beis Mikdash, then he's going to have to bring his own korban as well. As the Gemara works out in detail in Shavuos from Sifrim. Anyway, Zelef Nai V'Lefnim. So now when it says this Mikdash HaKodesh refers to Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tosfos brings over here that Rashi elsewhere explains it means, for example, if a Tomei person served in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in any of the other places that we're going to go on to list. Tosfos objects to that. It doesn't seem that it's mechaper for such a thing when a Kohen actually did the Avodah Betumah. So here Rashi explains that it means that if he just went in over there, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he was Tomei, or he touched the Mizbeach when he was Tomei, etc. And Tosfos discusses that and doesn't like that either because it doesn't fit with relevant Gemaras about it in Masechta Shavuos and in other places. So Tosfos ends up saying that what it means is, in other words, the fact that you have different sprinklings of blood in each of these places, the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. First the Kohen brings them in, the Par and the Sur, and sprinkles the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then in the Kodesh, then on the Mizbeach. So according to Tosfos, that's what it means when it mentions each of these phrases. Anyway, Ves Oyo Moyed Zehechel, when it says Ves Oyo Moyed refers to the rest of the Hechel, Mizbeach mashmoy, the word mizbeach means exactly what it sounds like. Yichaper elo ha'azaras, and the word yichaper refers to the azara. So again, according to Rashi over here, according to Rashi Ksavyad over here, it means if a Tomei person went into those places. According to Rashi and Masechta Shavuos, it means if a Tomei served in those places. And according to Tosfos, it just means these are the places where, in fact, avodas and sprinkling of the blood of these various korbanos is going to take place. Okay. Now, the pasuk continues. Now, then the end of the pasuk mentions who he's being mechaper for. V'ala koinim v'afal amakol yechaper. So, koinim from Ashmon. Koinim means koinim. V'afal amakol, when it's alkol amakol, when it says the rest of the people of the congregation, that refers to the rest of the Yisraelim. Yechaper, elu alavim, and when it adds the word yechaper, which would have otherwise been unnecessary, then it means that it's also mechaper for the levim. So, therefore, we learn from that. Hushu kulam, l'kapara achas. So, all of them then we learn from that that all of them have the same kapara. There's one particular kapara that covers all of them, shemiskapim b'sarim ashtalayach, namely that all of them are covered by the sarim ashtalayach for averis other than for averis other than Tumas Mikdash Rekodesh. Rashi Ksavyad points out that the Gemara explains over there in Shavuos that when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Rekodesh, there is in fact a difference. Everybody else is covered. You have the par of Yom Kippur, you have the sur. So the Gemara works out over there that the par is mechaper for the kohenim and the sur for and the sur the sur lashem that is mechaper for levim and yisraelim. So what we mean is though, but the sur and the mashtalayach, they have exactly the same thing. Tosfos points out also that the Levium also, even though you might have thought maybe it's only Kohenim versus Yisraelim, Levium are included with Yisraelim for that purpose. So when it comes to the power that the Kohen Gadol shechts and brings the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkles it over there, etc., that's Mechaper for Tumas Nefesh for Kodesh done by Kohenim. Then he brings in the Sur Lashem and does the same thing. That's Mechaper for the Levium and Yisraelim who did Tumas Nefesh for Kodesh. Then the Sur and Hamashalayach will cover everybody for all other Aveiros. Give it Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Pasuk is telling us it's true that some of these korbanos, there's a difference between the Kohenim and Levi, and between the Kohenim versus the Levium and Israel, and when it comes to the Sur of Azazel, they're all the same. Rabbi Shimon says, no. To shame Shadam Sur, Hanasa Befnim, Machapra, Israel, Thomas Mephish, Makarchav, the same way as the blood of the sur that's brought where the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkled over there as mechaper for Yisraelim and Levim for Tumas Mekdash Rekodeshav, kach dam apor mechaper al Kohenim al Tumas Mekdash Rekodeshav, the power does the same thing for the Kohenim. Fine, to that extent I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But, continues Reb Shimon, kishem shevidui, shol sur ha-mashtalech mechaper al Yisrael, b'shar averes, the same way as the vidui, that when the Kohen Gadol leans his hands on the Sur la'azazel and does vidui over there, and that's mechaper, the Yisraelim and Levim, by other Averis, kach vidui shofar, mechaper al Kohenim b'shar Averis, the same way the vidui that he does on the par also covers the Kohenim for other Averis. So according to him, the Kohenim are not the Kohenim are not shayach at all through the Sur la'azazel. They're Averis. Their Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav is covered. Their other Averis other than Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav are covered by the vidui on the pyre, and then the Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav is covered by the sprinkling of the blood of that same pyre. So therefore, said Reb Shimon, in short, is saying, says Reb Yemiya, that Reb Shimon holds that the Kohenim have nothing to do with the Sur la'azazel, the Sur ha-mashtalech. Therefore, according to him, when the Kohen Gadol does smich on it, it can't be considered that the owner has done smich. Whereas Reb Yehuda, who holds that the Kohenim are also covered by the Sur la'azazel for other Averis, well, therefore he will hold that the Kohen Gadol is considered a part owner of the Sur la'azazel, same as everybody else, and therefore it is considered smicha that was done by the owner. Okay. So the Gemara asks, "Verb Shimon Havadai Hushvu." The question is, though, still the pasuk is implying that there's something in which they were the same thing. So now, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav, they're different, but when it comes to other averis, they're the same. They're both covered by the Sur HaMashtalech. But according to Reb Shimon, Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav, they're different. All other averis, they're different. Then where's the Hushvu? Where's the fact that they have something equal, something the same between all of them? And the answer is, Reb Shimon will just say, it means Dibnei Kapara Ninu, that all of them have some Kapara somewhere in the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't have to be the same. It doesn't have to be the same Avoda. Miu, Kol Chad B'Chad, M'Kapa B'Nei Nafshe, each one has his Kapara in his own area, in his own part of the Avoda, but all of them ultimately have their Kapara somewhere in there. So the Gemara says, Little Yehuda, So the Gemara says, let's summarize. Little Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav Yisrael Mechapri B'dam Sur Anas B'dam Sur Anas B'fneim V'Koyinim V'Parashal Aaron. According to the Yehuda, it works like this. Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav Yisraelim and Levim will be covered by the blood of the Sur Anas B'fneim, and the Koyinim for the same Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshav will be covered by the power that Aaron brings, the power which is also where the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. B'shar Averis, when it comes to other Averis, Rabbi Yehuda will say, Eva Ve'eva Mechafi B'vidui, Sur HaMashtalech, both of them will be covered by the Vidui and the Sur HaMashtalech. Ulu Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, B'shar Averis Nami, Koyinim B'vidui Depar, Mesapri, according to Reb Shimon, the Koyinim, The Kohenim are covered for other Averis as well by the Vidury of the Par, and then for Tumas Mekesh Kachav, they're covered by the sprinkling of the blood of it. Rashi Ksaviad has an expression. He says that this is the Pirush Yisera. This is like an extra Pirush. So it might be that, you know, somebody maybe wrote it on the margin of his Gemara to help summarize the last few lines, and then eventually it got incorporated into the Gemara. There are, in fact, Kisvei Yad that don't have these couple of lines, but I mean, it is a valid summary that does summarize Rabbi Yehuda's versus Rabbi Shimon's opinions. Kidukatoni, as in fact we learn in the Mishnah in Shavuos on this topic, Echad Yisrael ve'Echad Kohenim ve'Echad Kohen Mashiach, that both the regular Jews, the Kohenim and even the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, all of them, Rabbi Yehuda says that all of them are covered by the Sur La'Azazel, and the Mishnah continues, Ma Ben Yisrael, the Kohenim, the Kohen Mashiach. So what is the difference between the Yisraelim and the Kohenim versus the Kohen Mashiach? El Shaddam HaPorim, Mechapa Al HaKohenim, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, the blood of the Par is Mechapa for the Kohenim on Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, if they went into the Bis Mikdash, when they were Tomei, and they knew to begin with they were Tomei and had forgotten, and now they didn't yet know that they did something wrong. So the blood of the power is machaper for them for that, and the surah will cover the rest of the Yisraelim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kishem shadama surah nasa b'fnim machaper al Yisrael." The same way as the blood of the surah that's done inside is machaper for the Yisraelim. Kach damapor machaper al koyanim. The same exact kapara is what the blood of the power is machaper for the koyanim. But Tumas Mekdash V'Kodshav, which again, both of them are saying that, Rav Shimon is, for in that part, is just restating what Rav Yehuda says, but he continues, Kishem Shevidurya Shal Sarah Mashalech, Machaper al Yisrael, just like the Vidurya on the Sarah Mashalech has Machaper for the rest of the Jewish people, for other Averis, Machaper al Yisrael, Machaper al Kohenim, the same way the Vidurya on the Par is Machaper for the Kohenim, for other Averis. So we see that there, so we see clearly it's stated in the Mishnah that those are Rav Yehuda's and Rav Shimon's opinions, respectively, and therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah points out that in turn drives their machloikas over here. Do we say that when the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the Sarah La'Azazel, it can be considered that the owner has done smicha, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, because he shares in the kapara of the Sarah La'Azazel. So therefore, you can be considered its owner, and therefore, so that means, so since you have that one, and it clearly says that in the Pasuk, and the other one, it also clearly says in the Pasuk, is the Par Helm Dabashot Tzibur. Well, then there's your two that you need, there's your two that you have Tzibur, and there's no room for any others. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, he will hold the one of the Sur La'Azazel. Sure, it says it in the Pasuk, but since the Kohen Gadol or any Kohenim do not get kapara with the Sur La'Azazel at all, according to him, then therefore you can't call that one of the two smichas where we have this halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Therefore, of necessity, we have to have something else. And what is the something else? The Sur La'Avodah Zarah. So now we'll talk about why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon respectively say that there is smicha on the par but not on the sur. So the pasuk says about the par halam davashal sefer, the samfu zikne eidei sidei mal rosh hapar. It says the elders of the congregation, members of the Sanhedrin, specifically we learned in Herodias that five members of the Sanhedrin should do smicha on it, sidei should lean their hands al rosh hapar on the head of the par. So we learn from that. How tone smicha ve'in tziri averes v'chavim tone smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you see from the fact that it says par, that only the par gets smicha, not the tziri averes v'chavim. So therefore, he would say that there are two korim mentioned in that parasha that get smicha. One of them is a private korban, the power of the korim mashiach, and the other one would be the power helam davashal tzibur, which is for the tzibur. So here, when we're focusing on ones of the tzibur, then it would be only the one, only the power, but the Torah is telling us not the ser. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said, "Par tone smicha v'zkenim." No, the difference is par helam davashal tzibur requires that the zkenim, that members of the Sanhedrin, do smicha. The ein sira avet chacham tone smicha v'zkenim ela ba'aren. Reb Shimon says, "I agree that the sira avet chacham don't have the zkenim do smicha on it, because the pasuk is telling us that not for some zikne ideas idem arush apor." But Reb Shimon says, "The fact is there is smicha on it, but who is it that does the smicha?" Is Aaron or one of the Kohenim? And that would mean regular Rashi points out even if this particular Kohen was not one of the ones who worship in Avodah Zarah, nevertheless he can do something. Well, the Gemara says Uraminu. I have a contradiction on that about this that we're saying that Rav Shimon is saying that the Sur of Avodah Zarah, that the Sur of Avodah Zarah gets smicha by Aaron, by one of the Kohen. We have another Braisa going back to the Sur of Azazel. The pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the head of the goat Hachai, which is alive. So what do we learn from that? Hachai, Tone smicha, only here, the live goat, is the one that requires smicha. The in Seir Avodah Kefavim, Tone in smicha, whereas the Seir Avodah Kefavim, the pasuk is telling us, only this one, which is called the living goat, and it's going to be living until they bring it to Azazel, is the one that has smicha, but not the Seir Avodah Kefavim, do not require smicha, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and so says Rabbi Yehuda, which again follows his shita, as we said in the Mishnah, and as we've said so far in the Gemara, that he holds that the Seir Avodah Zarah doesn't require smicha at all. Rabbi Shimon says, no, what we learn from that pasuk is, I don't smicha by the live goat, the Seir Avodah Zarah, requires smicha by Aaron. The Ein Seir Avodah Kefavim between a smicha by Aaron, Elabas Kenyan. But the Seir Avodah Kefavim in this new Braisa, Reb Shimon says it doesn't require smicha by Aaron, it requires smicha by the Kenyan. So then you have a contradiction. Does Reb Shimon say that Reb Shimon is saying that Seir Avodah Zarah requires smicha? But is he saying smicha by a Kohen, or is he saying smicha by the Kenyan? Now, it is true, we have the din is that if possible, the Sanhedrin should include Kohenim, so then you could always say, you could have the Kohenim, the members of the Sanhedrin who are Kohenim, could do the Smicha, and that way you fulfill both, but not necessarily, even though it's preferable that it has Kohenim, it's not necessarily going to. So what is it? So Omer of Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes answers, the Tispra, what are you thinking that the first braisa, the one that said that the smicha of the Seir Avodah Kefavim is done by the Kohenim, are you thinking that braisa is correct? There's something wrong with it. Hasn't Rav Shimon been saying all along that the definition of smicha is that it's done by the owner? So when it comes to the Seir Avodah Kefavim, how would the Kohenim be considered the owners? Mela, in other words, just to say that the Beis Din should do smicha on the par, fine, as Tosfos points out, since they're the ones who started the whole thing, but they're mistaken exact, so therefore they can be considered the owners even if they themselves didn't worship Avodah Zarah, didn't do the Avera that they had passed in wrongly. But when it comes to, you're telling me a Kohen should do smicha, who says this Kohen was the one who did? Who says this Kohen was one of the ones who did the Avodah Zarah in the first place? Maybe at least Shimon should have to be saying we have to daft to find a Kohen who had been involved in the Avodah Zarah, and we don't see him saying any such thing. On top of that, actually, no. There is that point, but Tosfos points out another. Tosfos points out a more important point as well. Reb Shimon himself holds, when we learned about it in the Sechta Horius, that when they have to bring these korbanos for the tzibur, the par helam davar shel tzibur, the seir avodas kechavim, then every shevet brings its own par, and in the case of Avodah Zarah, its own par and its own sir. So therefore, Reb Shimon would say, so never mind this whole question of whether the Kohenim had actually worshipped Avodah Zarah or done the other Avera at all. The very fact, so we're saying that the Kohen of Shimon, where if all 12 Shvatim had mistakenly worshipped Avodah Zarah based on the Pesach of the Sanhedrin, then they bring the 12 Purim and 12 Seirim, and the Kohenim, says Reb Shimon, are doing smicha on each one. Now why? Fine, the Kohenim can be considered part owners of the one that's being brought for Shevet Levi, but they're not part owners of the one for Shevet Reuven or Shimon or the rest of them. So then, so clearly says Reb Sheshes, if Reb Shimon holds that every time it has to be the owner of the korban who does smicha, then there's no way to make that work with his opinion that every shevet that did the aveda is going to have to bring a sir, and that the kohenim are going to be doing smicha. So Ella Tritzoff, rather, what you have to do is you have to answer the sira between the braisas as follows. So it may mean that he's going to change the wording of the braisa, or it may mean. And we're not really changing it, we're just inferring and explaining the braises. Anyway, Rav Sheshes says, here's how we work it out. When the pasuk says hapor, when the pasuk says that the zkenim do the smicha on the par helam davar shel tzibur, yes, we can learn from that. Par ton smicha vein seir avodas kechavim ton smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So far, we're going to leave what Rabbi Yehuda is saying alone, that it means that the par requires smicha. We learn from that the seir does not. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon is going to say, That, no, we have a different pasuk here. We're going to kind of combine together the two brises. The pasuk says about the seru lazozal, that's a live goat that the kohen gadol does smicha on. So you learn from that chai tone smicha by Aaron, the live goat, the seru lazozal requires smicha by Aaron. The ein sira avodas kachavim tone smicha by Aaron ela b'zkenim. But the sira avodas kachavim, he doesn't hold that. He doesn't hold that the miut from hachol means and not the sir. He holds it just means, in other words, that it just means that the miut from hachai means that unlike the sir of azazo, the sir of avodah zarah does require smicha by the skein. V'hochi kamalei. So what he's saying to what v'hochi kamalei Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. So Reb Shimon is telling Reb Yehuda like this. Sira avodas kachavim bo smicha. I'm telling you that the sira avodas kachavim requires smicha. The ish niyalach the loy bo smicha. If you heard from your rabbeim that they don't require smicha, then you're misunderstanding that. The Aaron who bishmiyalach, you heard what you heard from your rabbeim is it's not that Aaron, that it's not a kohen who does the smicha, but it does require smicha, namely by the skein. Because mi'ut mehachai, and the mi'ut is not because it says par, but rather because it says hachai. So Reb Shimon is telling Reb Yehuda, this is how you should darshan the psukim, rather than thinking that from the word hachor, you have a mi'ut, not the sir, realize what the mi'ut is by the sir and mishtalayach, that only that goat gets smicha by the koyin, and a different goat that's brought for a korban sibur does get smicha, but by the skein. Regular Rashi explains two meanings of what Reb Shimon is saying to Reb Yehuda. That's one of them. Or another point is because since the Torah tells us that by the Sur Lazozel, it's enough that Aaron, that a Kohen does the smicha, even though as Reb Shimon had said, he's not one of the co-owners of the korban. So therefore, that would mean in all other places when you're going to have smicha, it means to have to be the buyer, them has to be the owner. So not so much. In other words, according to this other explanation in regular Rashi. Yeah. Not so much because this is a second explanation. Not so much that we're going to learn from one pasuk and not from another, but rather the very fact that the Torah tells us by the Sur Lazozel, Kohen Gadol, do the smicha on it, even though you're not getting any kapara from this animal, from the Sur Lazozel, means that in every other case it should be that the one who's doing the kapara, that the one who's doing the smicha has to be one who shares in the kapara of it, which therefore in the case of the Sur Avodas Kachavim can only be a member of the Sanhedrin. Because again, even if it was a Koyan, even if a Koyan was going to do it, on the one for Shevet Levi, that wouldn't help for the one for Shevet Reuben and Shimon and such. Well, the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lama Liga Matinu Mitra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying he learns from the Pasuk, he learns from the word Hapar, that it means that only the Par gets Smicha, not the Sir. Well, why does he even need that? Didn't we say on Amar Aleph that Ravina had said we have a Kabbalah, Allah from Mishmi Sinai, that there were only two Korbanos Tzibur that require Smicha? And since the pasuk spells out that you need the Sur Lazozel, only the smicha, and according to the Yehuda, the Kohen and the share in the kapara of it, and since the other one is the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, and again, the Torah spells out by it that you need smicha, well, then there's your two. You don't have room for anything else. So according to the Yehuda, why do we need a mute from the pasuk? And the answer is Gius Sabaam. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda would say that Rabbi Yehuda is bringing the pasuk only for Giusa Ba'alma, only in order to basically like an asmachtan. It's true, you don't really need to learn from the pasuk. It just helps you learn it and remember it that when you realize that the word hapor reminds you, but not the sir. And that's Rashi Ksaviyad's first explanation. His second explanation is Giusa Ba'alma means that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold. When Ravina had said Shtei Smichas Betzibur, he doesn't hold it's a halacha of Merchim Sinai that you need two Smichas Betzibur. He said that was just a handy way that the Chachamim came up with to remember it, and therefore it's not necessarily binding. So therefore he needed the actual source that you have only two is actually by learning from the Jerushas and the Pesukim. So that explains why Rabbi Yehuda needs the pasuk. Again, according to the first explanation in Rashi Ksaviyad, he doesn't really need the pasuk. He's just using it as a handy way of remembering the din, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. And according to the other explanation in Rashi, the other way around, the real source of the din is from the pasuk, and the statement, Gemiri Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur, is only a mnemonic that the Chachamim came up. What about the Gemara says Reb Shimon? See, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, how do we know that the Avos Chachamim require smicha? If he's saying that, so he's saying that you learn from Hachai that the Sor Lazozon needs smicha by a Koyin, but the other Sor of Avodah Zarah requires smicha just not by a Koyin, but rather by the Skanian. Maybe the Torah is telling us that there's no smicha at all. The answer is Naftalon Midatan. He learns it from what it says in the following Braisa. The pasuk says when a king does an avera that he has to bring a korban chatas for, as we learned about in Horeus, the pasuk says the samach yodei al reish hasor, he should lean his hands on the head of the goat. L'rabis so nachshon the smicha, that comes to teach us that also when nachshon and the other nesiim brought their korbanos during the first 12 days of Chanukah Samishkan, that they also had to do smicha on their korbanos. Meaning, in other words, Rashi and Rashi said, yeah, I'm explaining, in other words, but even though in the Pasuk, Hashem Nosim Yechton, I'm talking about the Korban of the Nosim, really it means a king, as we learned in Horeus, it means Einar Gabav, El Hashem Alekov, there's nobody higher than him, there's nobody who has authority on him, over him other than Hashem, so therefore it doesn't really mean the Nosi of a Shevet. But nevertheless, the point is, though, the fact is that he is also a Nasi, and therefore we can include that also, that it does mean to that extent that his korban does require smicha. Give it Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbis see that as kachavim with smicha. Rabbi Shimon says no. It tells us that the see that as kachavim requires smicha. Shahoyer Rabbi Shimon Omer, because in fact Rabbi Shimon used to say kol chatas shenichnas dama lefnim, any chatas where the blood is brought into the heichal tona smicha requires smicha. Now, so you have the par and the surlan and they have the par. And the sur of Hashem, their blood is of Yom Kippur. Their blood is brought into the Azara, as it is brought into the Heichal, and therefore also the par and the sur, the par of the par helam davashal tzibur, and the seir edus kachavim. Those are also ones where the blood is brought into the Heichal for sprinkling, and therefore those also require smicha according to him. So that helps us explain his rule that those require smicha as well. So we might ask, Lomali the Meimer Shahoya. Why does Reb Shimon have to say, why does the Braisa have to add that word, Shahoya Reb Shimon Omer? We already said that he learned it from, one explanation is that the question is that he already learned it from Sukkim. So one explanation is he already learned it from Sukkim. Another explanation is that another explanation is we don't need it because we already know Reb Shimon has covered all the cases, all of the korbanos where the blood is brought lefnai velefnim or lefnim all require smicha. So what is he adding with this last line? And the answer is Simon of Alma. It's just using it as a simon. It's just using it as a handy way to remember that Reb Shimon is saying that the Sur Nachshon does not require smicha. So this way, in other words, it helps us remember which ones he says do require smicha. The ones where the blood is brought into the head. Well, the Gemara asks the Ema Sur Anasu Lefnim. Well, maybe Reb Shimon means to say that there needs to be smicha on the Sur Lashem, where the blood is brought inside. So that I misstated a minute ago. So what do you have is like this. Altogether, we're saying there are four korbanos where the blood is brought into the heichal to sprinkle. You have the par and sur of Yom Kippur, and you have the par. Actually, you have five, right? Four korbanos. Tibur, one is a korban yachid. You have the par and sur of Yom Kippur. You have the par helam davar from Tibur. You have the seir avodas kachavim, and then you also have the par kohen mashiach when the kohen gadol himself makes a mistake in halacha and then violates halacha and has to bring his korban. So the Shimon is saying all of those require smicha, but now of the five of those, one of them does not. So Lashem does not require smicha. So maybe then if the Shimon is saying that you have a limud to say that if you have a limud to say that any time korban's blood is brought into the heichal, it requires smicha, and therefore, Reb Shimon is saying, therefore that must include the Sur L'Avodah Zarah. Maybe not. Maybe it includes the Sur L'Hashem. And the answer is no. So the Amos, Surah Nasa Bifnim. Maybe Reb Shimon would say another one that needs smicha is the Surah Nasa Bifnim. Where is he getting that one does not require smicha and the Surah of a Desarta does? And the answer is Dumya the Surah Nasa. Because that's to be similar to the goat brought by the Nasi. Because after all, we're learning it from a pasuk in connection with the korbanos of the Nasi of the king. The Mechapra, Alaveras, Mitzvah Yedua. Now, in the case of the Nasi, a case is he knows he did the Avera. He knows he ate Chalev. He knows he broke Shabbos. He whatever. Then he brings a korban. The seed evidence of the problem is also the Sanhedrin had made a mistake and passed in a certain type of Adazar, and then they realized their mistake. As opposed to when it comes to, as we've been talking all along, about Tumas Mikvah Tvakontra, where we said that the Surah Nasa Lefnim covers that for the Levim and Yisraelim, but it only covers, like we were talking about before, only when the person does not yet know that he had done the Aveira. He knew to begin with that he was Tomei, then he forgot that he was Tomei, entered the Vesmitha for 8 Kodshim, and does not yet know that he did wrong. So therefore, that's very dissimilar, and the Surah Lashem covers that for the time being until he finds out, and then he's going to bring his own korban out of the yard. So therefore, it's very dissimilar to the Surah Nasi, and therefore we can't assume that the Pasuk is telling us that that's the one that requires smicha. Rather, it must be the Surah Avodas Chachamim, which is more similar to the Surah Nasi in that vein. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, Ravina d'amar gmiri shteit smichas betzibur. What about, again, Ravina had said, we have halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there are only two smichas betzibur. Kroyu l'amali, so according to Reb Shimon now, the same question as we had on Reb Yehuda before, we now have the same question on Reb Shimon. Why would Reb Shimon need sukkim to say, like a seed avas chavim need smicha? You have to in order to have your second smicha b'tzibur. Because again, since he doesn't count Surah Mashkaleach as one of the two, then necessarily he has to have the pyre and the surah. And the answer is, it's your chilchus of it's your throw. According to Reb Shimon, we need both the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and according to him, it is an actual halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Not like Rashi Ksaviyah, the second explanation of Rebbe Huda, that it's just a handy mnemonic of a thumbnail. According to Reb Shimon, it is a real halacha l'moshe m'sinai, but nevertheless, we need that, and we also need the psukim. That's the Mikra, if we only had the Pesukim, you would say, you know what, the second one would be that requires Smicha, of a Korban Tzibur, would be the Shalmei Tzibur that are brought on Shavuos. Why would we think that? Because she kashama is so now what you would do is she kashama snisim tahach pilka to call menachas boris. Like we found the Udi and the Masechta, we had a question on the Mishnah of an Udi or Perek, the Perek call menachas boris, the fifth Perek of our Masechta, where we said Amar Reb Shimon, the Mishnah had said there, Reb Shimon had said shloisha minin tonin sholish mitzvahs. There were three types of korbanos that require three mitzvahs. So each one of them, he said, false three types of korbanos. You have three mitzvahs. You have waving them when the three mitzvahs are to wave them before they're shechted, to wave the parts of them after they're shechted, and to do smicha. And Reb Shimon had said the three types of korbanos are the shlomim v'yachid, the shlomim v'tzibur, and the oshim of mitzvah. So each one of them he had gone through. The shlomim v'yachid requires smicha. And you wave the chos of a shoik after they're shechted, but you don't wave them when they're alive. And then vice versa, the shalmei tzibur requires tznufa when it's alive and when it's shechted, but there's no smicha. And you've gone through the osham mitzvah as a similar thing. So now, you would think, and the Gemara points out of it, lacy b'kavachoyma, you would think to make a kavachoyma. Agoy Sabach takes out those words. That it's not a matter of asking Chavachomer, but just you would ask, why should that be? We should learn by a Mamasinu. We use Zibcha Shamat Zibur Ton and Smich on the Chavachomer. So, okay, so it would be a Chavachomer. Maybe the Shlomim of the Tzibur should also require Smicha because of a Chavachomer. You would argue, Ma Shalom Yochid, Shein Ton and Tznufa Chayim, the Shlomim of Yochid are not waved while the animal is alive, only after it's shechted and then cut apart to take the Chos of a Shoik and wave them. And yet they require smicha when they're alive before us. So we would have thought how much more so the shalmei tzibur, which requires smicha when they're alive. Maybe they require smicha when they're alive. So therefore, so in order to tell us that not it's yichilcha is why we need the halacha of Moshe Sinai that there were only two smichas of korbanos, and since the Reb Shimon. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the second one that fulfills that halacha Moshe Sinai cannot be the shekin. So there would not be the shalmei tzibur. On the other hand, but if we only had that halacha Moshe Sinai, avamina lo yadin hey nini. The fact is, we wouldn't know which are the two korbanos tzibur. We know one of them is the pyre helam davar shal tzibur. Fine, but what would be the second one? Hamash milan dumia disar nasi. Therefore, we need the pasuk to tell us that we need something which is going to be similar to the sorer of the nasi, namely demachaper al averus mitzvah yidur, where it's machaper for having violated a known mitzvah. So that first of all, that would knock out the shamay tzibur, because those are not coming to be machaper for an avera at all. But more to the point, it would also knock out the sor hanasi lefnim, the sor l'Hashem, because like we said before, that one doesn't come for a specific avera. That one is more generically not for a specific avera. That one is for an avera where the person doesn't know yet that he had done the avera. As opposed to the Sura Nasi, and as opposed to the Sura Lavat, the Sura Lavat Azara, both of which are for an Aveda where the person already knows at this point, or the Tzibur already knows at this point that they did the Aveda. So therefore we need both the Halacha Mishnah Sinai and the Pasuk, and putting them together gives us Reb Shimon's opinion that the two that are the tzibur are the par halam davashal tzibur and the seir avod azara. And again, according to Reb Yehuda, he holds, and again, that's because Reb Shimon holds that the smicha and the sur lazazel, even though it does say in the pasuk, can't be considered one of these smichas because it's not done by the owner. Again, because he holds that the tarim are not covered by the sur lazazel at all. So therefore, his two slots for smichas betzibur have to necessarily be the power and the sur of a rezara, as we just worked out that the power halam davashal tzibur and the seer avod azara, because we've knocked out all the other possible contenders. Meanwhile, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the seer lazazel does count as a smicha for a korban betzibur, because according to him, the korbanim do have their kapara with it, just like the rest of the Jewish people do. So therefore, that takes up one slot, and the power halam davashal tzibur takes up the other slot, and there's no room for any others, and therefore he holds the seer avod azara, the seer of avod azara does not, in fact, get smicha, because even though it's a korban tzibur, and if we were to have smicha on it, then we would have three. And the din tells us whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's an actual halacha mishum Sinai, or whether he just told that it's a handy mnemonic that the Chum came up with. Either way, he says there's only two smichas betzibur, and we have psukim that he says that the sur of Avodah Zarah is not included.
So that would be kind of, okay.